Now that you've heard our bloggers' opinions on the GOP's nominating convention, let's hear what you are saying on our blog, nprnewsandviews.org. I'm joined now by Jeffrey Bennett, the web producer for News and Notes. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Tony.
So what is the take? You heard what the bloggers have been saying. What are our people saying?
Well, it ranges from excitement to outrage. A reader named Bill wrote in our blog, "Very surprising. I'm not a McCain supporter, but I admire his guts in choosing this woman. I'm excited by the fact that either we'll have our first woman VP or our first black president. I'm really proud of my country right now." To which a reader named Joe replied, "Proud of my country? How can you be proud of a calculated political pick designed simply out of desperation to appeal to Hillary supporters?" So that serves as some indication of the intensity surrounding the Republican ticket right now.
Some people were concerned that the GOP would lose out to coverage of Hurricane Gustav. Has that been the case online?
Well, yesterday it was. According to the website Blog Pulse Trends, which monitors blogs and message boards and news groups, yesterday most people online were focused on Hurricane Gustav, then Sarah Palin, then John McCain, in that order. But overnight, though, the focus switched. Palin's out in front in terms of web prominence right now, followed by the hurricane, and then John McCain himself. So if John McCain was looking to get some attention by picking Sarah Palin, he definitely got his wish.
And what can folks find on our blog today?
Well, we've got more about that new report that shows the number of black delegates at its lowest point since 1968. We have a series of blog posts from Farai, who's blogging from the RNC. And we have another installment of Speak Your Mind. It's our series that allows our readers to write about whatever issues they choose. So people should check that out in our blog.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jeff.
Thank you.
Jeffrey Bennett is the web producer for News and Notes. He joined me from the studios of NPR West. That's our show for today. Thanks for sharing your time with us. To listen to the show or subscribe to the podcast, visit our website, nprnewsandnotes.org. To join the conversation or sign up for the newsletter, visit our blog at nprnewsandviews.org. News and Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. Tomorrow, we continue our conversation with the latest news from the Republican National Convention.